This is Dr. Sachdeva, SACHDEVA, address 175 North Jackson Avenue, Suite 108, San Jose, California, dictating a consultation note on patient Valentina Soto Garcia. First name is Valentina, V-A-L-E-N-T-I-N-A, middle name Soto, S-O-T-O, Soto, last name Garcia, G-A-R-C-I-A, Garcia. Date of birth 8/22/2019. This letter is being written to Dr. Naresh Kapoor. First name is Naresh, N-A-R-E-S-H, last name Kapoor, K-A-P-O-O-R Kapoor, address 175 North Jackson Avenue, Suite 212, San Jose, California, 95116. And okay, let's see. Telephone number for Dr. Kapoor is 408-254-8280. Fax number is 408-254-1089. Dear Dr. Kapoor, K-A-P-O-O-R, thank you for asking me to see this 3-year-old child in allergy consultation. Period. Her history is probably quite well known to you, but I shall highlight some pertinent features. Period. Valentina developed some vomiting and some coughing 3 hours later after eating some kind of soup which had some fish in it. Period. Family was, there was no other symptoms like urticaria, pruritus, difficulty in breathing, diarrhea, or throat tightness, or anything else to suggest anaphylaxis. There is no history of any emergency room visit or any specific medications given. Period. This was felt to be an allergic reaction to fish, and ever since then, family has refrained from giving any fish, period. Family wants to know if there is any significant fish allergy responsible for this particular problem, period. Overall, this child is in excellent health, except for minor sneezing and stuffy nose during spring and summertime, period. Mother has history of some allergies, period. This child has never developed any unusual reaction to any food in her lifetime, period. Examination was completely normal, period. I discussed with family in great detail the pathophysiology of allergies and its relationship to various symptoms, period. Family was quite appreciative for all the information that was provided, period. RAS testing is as follows. Total IgE is 11, which is completely normal. RAS testing for different seafood, including shellfish and cold water fish and finfish, was all negative, thus ruling out any obvious allergic disease process, period. Skin testing revealed a mild to moderate reaction to various pollens, but no obvious reactions to any foods, including seafood and other fish, period. This would conclusively prove that there was that episode of vomiting was not due to fish allergy, period. I believe this child has no specific allergies except to basic pollen allergies, period. This was all discussed with the family, and mother was quite happy to hear that she could start feeding her daughter just about anything she wants, period. Overall, I believe she should do quite well, period. My final diagnosis, minor allergic rhinitis. Number two, no evidence of any food allergies. My treatment plan, number one, use Claritin 1 teaspoonful as and when needed for any allergy symptoms. Number two, no food restriction is necessary. As always, I really appreciate your kindness and trust in asking me to see your patients with asthma and allergies, period. With warmest regards, end of dictation on patient Valentina Soto Garcia. Thank you.